This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next meeting will be held on Friday the 21st of February, at our usual meeting venue, the Fulham Community Centre. This month's presentation is from Arthur, VK5AI, where he will detail his investigations in hunting down and resolving a source of 160-metre band interference that was heard all across the eastern suburbs of Adelaide. Doors open at 7pm, with the presentation kicking off at 7:30pm. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast on Zoom and will also be recorded for later viewing on YouTube. Also coming up in the AREG calendar, in March we'll restart our car-based fox hunts on the first Friday of the month, and our March meeting will have a talk from David Rowe, VK5DGR, on the new RADI digital voice mode. For April's meeting, there's plans in the works to move our meeting, which is on Good Friday, to a park for a picnic, fox hunt and park activation. As usual, for more information on upcoming AREG events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. As I reported last week, we have received nomination forms for Vice President, Treasurer and two committee members. So, if none of them withdraw, we should have a pretty well-functioning executive for the next 12 months. The committee have recommended that membership fees remain the same as last year, that is $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members. This will have to be ratified by a vote of the membership at the AGM, as this is a condition written into our constitution. Note that we will be accepting cash payments for fees at the AGM, although payment by direct deposit into the AHARS bank account is the preferred method. Bank account details can be found on our website at the contact information page down the bottom. I remind you again that Paul, VK5PH, is planning another training day for the 15th of February at the Erbray High School Skills Centre. So please spread the word to anybody who may be wanting to sit for their foundation licence or to do an upgrade test. They don't have to be a member of AHARS, it is open to everybody. So don't forget, Thursday the 20th of February is our AGM. Be there at 7:30 for a timely start. And hopefully we'll have everything done and dusted in time for a cup of tea and coffee and a biscuit at about 9 o'clock. I believe that Greg, VK5ZBD, may even have a presentation lined up for us to go after the AGM has been conducted. And don't forget that our next RSL luncheon is booked on Friday next, the 14th of February, being the second Friday of the month. All are welcome anytime after about 11:30. And if you are intending to be there, it would be courteous to drop an email to rslbwood@bigpond.com and just let them know. It helps for their catering and supplies. Information on our regular weekly nets can be found on the https://ahars.au/radio/nets page, and there's some interesting things on our Facebook group page at https://www.facebook.com/groups/ahars. That's all for this week. Cheers and 73. John, VK5RJ.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everybody, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Well, it doesn't seem that long ago that we were at the North East Radio Club, looking at Mick, VK5MCH's great home brew power supply. Well, there's a North East Radio Club meeting next Friday, the 14th of February, and after the general business has been conducted, we will be given a presentation on 3D printing techniques by Bob, VK5FO. So get to the Modbury West Community Hall next Friday by 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. And as usual, there will be tea, coffee and soft drinks available. Well, that's it for this time. I hope to see you at the Coffee Club and at next week's meeting. So keep staying negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Friday night was our first activity night for 2025, and what an interesting night it turned out to be. Not that any of our activity nights are not. Hi, hi. First up was a video that Club President Peter had discovered on the early days of amateur TV in the early days of South Australia. A very interesting look at some of our past history. This was followed by a presentation from Norbert, VK5MQ, on the evolution of his radio shack, which has been a long-term project for him. Included in the mix was his commitment to making both the shack and his home self-reliant by running everything off-grid by using solar power. Then, after a long period of suffering very poor internet, he bit the bullet and installed a Starlink system, which has seen a quantum leap in his internet efficiency. Last, but by no means least, John VK5DJ gave the room a refresher course on how to use our underutilised remote HF, UHF and VHF station setup from anywhere that you have an internet connection on whatever device you wish. As I was unable to attend this meeting in person, I utilised my ability to join in using Skype, which worked very well. We actually have another member who utilises this service on a regular basis, and it is a very good way for members who are unable to attend in person to be actively involved from wherever they can access Skype. Our coffee mornings continue to be well patronised, and we regularly get almost as many present as at a well-attended formal meeting. It helps many who are unwilling to attend night meetings for whatever reason to be involved and kept up to date with what we are up to and to maintain personal contact with fellow members. Remember, we welcome all to these mornings, so if you are in the Mount at 10 a.m. on a Thursday morning, feel free to drop into our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, and join in. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say, 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.